Good morning. Good morning and happy Sabbath. Let me hear you say it. Happy Sabbath. All right. Are you guys ready to do a pop quiz? All right. Those who are ready to stand up and recite all the Ten Commandments, stand up. You know them all? Paul, do you know all the Ten Commandments?
I have sometimes been practicing.
I am so proud of you. What, can you name a few for me?
Mm-hmm. I will always be brave. I will always... Listen. That'd be hard. It's hard.
You're doing pretty good. That's okay. Was this the Avengers? Oh, okay. That was really good. I am so proud.
I do my best.
You do your very best.
Oh, yeah. That one just reminded me of one. Always try your best.
There you go. I'm so proud. Okay. Very good. No, but I'm talking about the Ten Commandments. And we are going to watch, there's a specific commandment that I want to talk about today. And Brother Craig is going to play a video that we'll watch on the screen for a moment. He's going to play this video for me. And see if you can guess which commandment this is after watching the video.
On your face?
Daddy.
Well, Daddy did that too. I think it was you.
Daddy.
No, who drew on Mommy's mirror?
I don't know.
Was it you?
No.
Who was it?
It's Batman. Batman.
Batman did it.
Did you eat hot chocolate? Are you telling me lies? What's on your face? What's on your face? What sort of sauce?
Black sauce. How do I pocket crack?
What?
How do I pocket crack?
Michael, you broke my iPod.
John, what are you eating?
Nothing.
You didn't eat anything?
Yeah. Nothing.
John? Can you explain to me why the sprinkles are empty? Did you eat those sprinkles?
No, I did not eat those sprinkles.
John, You have sprinkles on your face.
No. I did not eat sprinkles.
All right. Can you tell me which command? I mean, first of all, what do all these kids have in common?
They're lying.
They're lying. Is that right? Was it cute when they were lying up there?
No.
It wasn't. Sometimes it is kind of cute the way they deny what they're doing, but it really was still a lie, wasn't it?
I know what that song. I know what that's called. That's no. I know what that's called. It's not fibbing. That's another way to say lying.
Lying. And that, which commandment do you think that is?
Honor your father and mother.
Well, you know, that can apply very much when you don't lie to your father or mother.
Tell the truth. Do not tell lies.
Do not tell lies. And that is actually commandment number 9. Thou shalt not bear false witness to thy neighbor, right? So we don't want to bear false witness. That's lying. So, you know, it's something to, I need to get past this. That one. Oh, wrong one. I'll get the hang of this thing. Okay, but sometimes do we do that? Do we sometimes say something, not quite the truth? Yeah, sometimes. Where was the first lie? Do you know where the very first lie originated? Do you know?
I think it was the first lie. I think the first lie was like, I think it was one when someone lied to, when it, way back then. I think someone lied. I think it was, the first lie was from someone who was telling Jesus a lie. I think it's a lie from someone was telling a lie to Jesus. I know that. Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve is a very good answer, but that's not the first lie. Anybody else? Any ideas? It was in heaven. Satan.
I was just going to say them.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Yes, Satan told the first lie. And he lied in heaven to all the other angels, and he said that God was not a fair God. And he convinced many, many angels to believe him and to rebel in heaven. Actually, he convinced 30% of heaven to follow him and to believe this lie about Jesus and to say that he was not a good person and that he was not fair, not a fair God. So where was the next lie after that?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. Okay. What was the first lie that he told Eve? Do you know? What did God want them to obey them about? What did he not want them to do in the garden?
To eat the fruit from the tree.
The tree of what? The tree of knowledge and of good and evil. And so they could eat of any tree they wanted to eat of, but they could not eat from that tree. So what did he tell Eve if she ate from that fruit?
That they would be like God. That she would be like God.
Very good. That they would be like God. They would know the difference between good and evil. But there was another one. There was another lie. Fiorella?
That Eva and Eve just died.
That what?
They just died.
That they would die. That's it. Those were the two lies.
I know this third lie is from the sneaky snake.
Yes.
He was the one who convinced Eve to eat it. Yes. Adam eat it because he wanted to die with him.
Right. So yes. So Adam and Eve, Satan convinced Eve first, and then Eve believed him, and she swallowed the lie. She believed it. Then she went to her husband. It was Adam, and then told him. She became a false witness, didn't she, for Satan. So she became an instrument for Satan to convince her husband. But what happened after they ate the fruit? What happened to them then? What happened in their mind?
They were naked.
They discovered they were naked, didn't they? So what did they do when they found out that they were naked? What did they do after that?
They hid.
They hid. They hid in the garden, correct? Yes. So who started walking through the garden? Who?
I also, before they hide, they put leaves on their body, and it was God.
Yes, they did. And then who
was
walking through the garden?
God.
God was walking through the garden, and he was asking, he was looking for him. He said, "Where are you?" And of course, Adam said, "I was hiding from you because I was naked." And he said, "Well, who told you you were naked, right? Who told you that?" And then he said, "Did you eat from the fruit of knowledge of good and evil? Did you eat from that tree?" And Adam, what did he say? Do you know?
Yes.
Yes. But what else did he say, Kit?
Who? Adam? Adam said that his wife convinced him.
Well, that's it. He said the woman, he started doing the blame game, didn't he? Do we ever do that? Do we ever do the blame game when we do something we know we're not supposed to do? She did it. He did it. Oh, yeah. Don't tell me you don't do the blame game. I know better than that. Uh-huh.
I do it.
Yeah.
I do it.
Oh, there you go. You're being honest. Yes. I mean, be realistic, okay?
And somebody has done something, and my parents have thought that it was me, And I tried to tell them that it was the other person, but they're like, don't try the blame game. And I'm like, I'm not trying the blame game.
So we do the blame game thing, and that is what Adam was doing. He was pointing to his wife, and he said, that woman that you, who else was he blaming, that you gave to me? No, he was saying the woman that you gave to me. Who else is he blaming, Divya?
The snake. God.
God. He said, the woman that you created, that you gave to me, she brought the fruit to me and I ate of it. And then he went to the woman and said, did you do this? And who did she blame?
God.
No, you had it right there. The snake.
The snake.
She blamed the snake. Of course, did the snake make them eat of the tree? Did he actually make them do it?
Yes.
Did? He actually took a hold of them and put that fruit in their hand and said, you're going to eat this?
No.
What did he do?
He lied to her saying that she would be like God, so that's why she ate it.
All right, so he lied again, didn't he? Okay, how do you convince someone to believe the lie? Let me give you an example. A lie is a lie. You're supposed to always understand a lie. And if someone's lying to you, you call them out on it, right? Okay. But what if for an example, Valerie, I'm going to say you have blue eyes. What would you say?
Not true.
That's not true, correct? Because what color are your eyes?
I don't know.
You don't know what color your eyes are?
I can't see them.
You've never looked in the mirror?
I forget.
Okay. I'm going to make a guess that your eyes are pretty brown, right? Okay, but if I told you your eyes are blue, you would say, that's not true. My eyes are brown. But what if I said, Valerie, your beautiful blue eyes are as bright as your smile? Okay? Your pretty blue eyes are as bright as your smile. Are you as quick to rebuke what I say when I say your eyes are beautiful and they're as bright as your smile? Not so easy, is it? I'm giving you an example. We want to accept something even if it's got a half-truth to it because it's done with pretty around it, right? Sometimes we hear things that sound pretty, and they're not so true, they're lies, but they're wrapped in beauty and pretty. And Satan does that. He wraps things in pretty, a half-truth, to where we want to believe the lie. And then when we internalize this lie, we also can also start doing our own lying, our own bidding, just like Eve did for the snake. She started lying on his behalf to convince her husband. And that becomes a problem because the more we lie, we become kind of like this guy up here. Look up there at that guy. Who is this person up here on the screen? You see? Do you know who that is?
Pinocchio.
Why was his nose growing?
Because every time he said a lie, his nose would grow.
Every time he said a lie, his nose would grow. And the more he lied, he had to keep covering up the lie. And before you know it, his nose just kept getting bigger and bigger. And we sometimes feel like, we become like Pinocchio, huh? Yeah. And it's not a good thing to lie because we start understanding that this becomes a problem. And eventually, we will get caught in the lie. And that's not pretty. Has anybody been caught in a lie before? You ever been caught by your parents in a lie? That hand, it came back down, didn't it, kid? No? Have you, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're going to say, and that's it. Mm-hmm. That's going to stop right there. Okay. Well, it is understandable that sometimes when we tell a lie, that lie can get bigger and bigger, almost like this right here. It becomes like a monkey on our backs, and it becomes heavy, and we get burdened down with that lie, and we get to feeling so terrible inside, and we feel like we're going to just sometimes die if I don't tell this truth. Sometimes you can feel that way. And that's not the way God wants us to feel, is it? He wants to be free from that monkey off our back. He wants us to be free from feeling guilty all the time. So if we always tell the truth, we won't have this problem. But there are consequences to lying. Let's look at the verse. It says Proverbs 19:19, a false witness shall not be unpunished. We get punished sometimes when we do these things. And he that speaketh lies shall perish. God doesn't like people to lie, does he? No, he doesn't. Do we want to be in heaven with Jesus one day? Yes, we do. And we want to have a clear conscience. And we want to be truthful. Even sometimes we say things that are lies that we think it's for a good reason, but it's not good to lie, is it? Okay. Does Jesus forgive us when we lie and we make mistakes? Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's always remember that we need to always be truthful and so that we will be pleasing to God. All right, who wants to pray? All right, get my shoes back on.
Dear Father, thank you for the Sabbath, for my Christmas party to my school. I will be so nice. To Miss Landry, be good, and me. To me, to be so good.